This is The Tiff, a The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Sospace and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, contains the pairing Feely-Keely, with mentions of off-screen incest. Birds whistle in the trees, owls and nighthawks running rings around each other in the stolid sky, and furry, squirming creatures rustle through the undergrowth, bright, inquisitive eyes poking out from the shadows of the leaves, enraptured by the crackling, popping fire. And an awkward silence hangs over the camp. Dory is studiedly working more and more intricate braids into his beard, while Ori is almost hidden behind his brother's back, nose pressing closer to his little notebook with every passing moment. Bomber's nervously scoffing his way through half the food in his pack. Worryingly enough, no one's even trying to stop him wasting half their supplies. And even Boffer is subdued, rolling his pipe between his fingers, but never tootling out of tune. Everyone's quiet, tense, flicking sideways glances around the camp. Everyone except Thorin, who seems to have just gone to sleep. Lucky, Bilbo thinks ungraciously, and huddles closer to the fire. This atmosphere is getting really quite unbearable. He wants to scream, shout, dance a jig, do something that's not just sitting in silence and not making eye contact with either of those responsible. Feely and Keely themselves sit at opposite ends of the camp like sulky tweens. Ridiculous. Bilbo picks up a stick, pokes at the fire, sends sparks spiraling high into the night air, and sighs a loud, pointed sigh. Out of the corner of his eye, Bilbo sees Boffer shoot him an amused, albeit wary, look. Ori's so deep in his notebook, Bilbo's worrying about paper cuts. Oin shuffles his feet. Piffer itches at the axe blade in his skull. The trees rustle, and Balin comes padding quietly in. He's been on watch, looking out for them all while they supposedly sleep. Not that much of that has happened for anyone except their illustrious leader. And he comes and sits down next to Bilbo, warming his hands on the fire. Feely, Balin says cheerily, sparks glinting off his white beard. Off you go, lad. Wargs won't keep themselves away. Feely gets to his feet and stomps off into the woods without a word. Instead of following like he normally does, Keely merely sinks deeper into his collar, glaring off into the darkness. And Bilbo feels his fingers itch, maddened by the silence. He's fidgeting, but he's barely aware until Balin lays a hand on his arm with a chuckle, says, Now, laddie, don't you fret. How can I not? Bilbo snaps under his breath, pokes agitatedly at the fire. The silence is driving me mad. How can you all stand it? He forces himself to calm, bites his lip, pokes at the fire. Balin just chuckles once more, voice rumbling low in his throat. Oh, we've all had this for years, he whispers back, gently takes the stick from Bilbo's hand before he spatters flaming twigs across the whole camp. They don't half act like dwarflings sometimes. Once, they didn't talk to each other for 3 weeks, and I tell you, that made for some awkward mealtimes. Bilbo shakes his head. His fingers are antsy without his poking stick, and he says, But why? Balin shrugs. They're brothers, he says softly. Brothers fight. When we were young, me and Dwalin fought continuously. But then we grew up. They just haven't had a chance to outgrow it yet. And the rest of it, well... Balin smiles absently. I never knew a relationship as good as theirs to not be somewhat fiery. Bilbo pulls his knees up against his chest. "They could at least do us all the favor and keep it private," he mutters. "Oh, no, laddie," Balin replies. "We wouldn't want that. Robs us of half the fun." "Fun?" Bilbo's voice squeaks a little too loud, and Balin glances over. Bilbo flexes his fingers, says again, quieter. "Fun? You have a strange sense of humor, Mr. Balin. This is possibly the most awkward evening of my life." Balin's eyes twinkle, and he pats Bilbo on the arm. "Now I'm sure that's a wee bit of an exaggeration, so I won't worry about it. Just you wait. It won't be long now." Bilbo gets the feeling that if he asks exactly what won't be long, Balin's answer will just confuse him even more. He props his chin on his knees and glowers at Thorin's sleeping back. Damn him for sleeping while his nephews do nothing but pout at each other and radiate awkwardness. "Dwarves," he thinks, with perhaps more vitriol than the situation strictly deserves. He thinks longingly of his big, comfortable, non-argumentative armchair, and Balin hums under his breath. The night slips by, and the others start to drop off. With only one brother hunched and sulking, the atmosphere is significantly lightened. Nori even snores. Finally, Keeley moves. He gets to his feet, brushes dirt off his trousers, and slips off into the woods. His hair is wild and his expression is stony, but there's something lighter in his footfalls, something calmer. "There we go," Balin says, with satisfaction in his voice, once Keeley is lost in the shadows. "They'll be right as rain by morning." "What?" Bilbo frowns. "How do you know they're not just going to beat each other up? Again?" "Ugh, I know the signs," Balin says. "Just listen." Bilbo listens. For a while, all he can hear is the birds and the breeze in the trees, plus a dash of dwarven snoring. But when he listens past Balin's breathing, and the repetitive rumbling coming from Bomber's general direction, he can hear something else. Something faint and low. Something that almost sounds like moaning? Bilbo abruptly flushes bright red. "Oh," he says, and then, "well, that's... yes." He clears his throat. "So..." Balin chuckles. "Feely'll be walking funny in the morning." Bilbo eyes the slightly too enthusiastic smile on Balin's lips with trepidation, and tries determinedly to not listen to the noises from the woods that are now distinctly louder. At the corner of his vision, Boffer stops the flaps of his hat into his ears, and Bilbo just mutters, "Dwarves," in despair. The end.